Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here on a regular basis. And our new website is for the book, ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the moment of relevance. You can watch videos. You can read about it. You can hear what other read about what other people have said about the book. You can buy it there. You can check out the ebook on Amazon. All the other ebooks are going to be ready probably this week. So check all that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Grace Marie Turner, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of the Galen Institute. We're talking about healthcare public policy. Grace Marie, it always irritates me when I hear people say, "Well, what are the Republicans what are the Republicans' alternative to Obamacare? They don't have anything over there." And I'm not carrying the Republicans' mail, but Grace Marie, you and I on this show for 16 years have talked about common sense, market based solutions to healthcare that we really already had in place, that just needed to be amplified, magnified, developed, which to me is health savings accounts. But now Senator Tom Coben, the junior senator from Oklahoma, and Orrin Hatch, and somebody else, I've forgotten the other guy's name, the Richard other senator's Burr. Name, they've come up with a new plan, haven't they?
Named Richard Burr, North Carolina. That's that. Burr. Exactly right. And I'd written a piece in December in my Forbes column saying, yes, Republicans have ideas. And we've had ideas for 20 years. Like my last book was called Empowering Healthcare Consumers to
right.
Tax Reform, and we've been talking about this forever. And to show you that our ideas are, in fact, the ones the American people want, Obamacare took our label, consumer choice, portability of insurance,
right.
refundable tax credits. It took those labels that we'd been talking about for 20 years, and it put this unbelievable power of government rules and regulations underneath them, so that the labels have nothing to do with what they've done.
Well, and worse than that, they're disingenuous and dishonest, because right out of the box, there's nothing, my friends, there is nothing affordable about Obamacare.
That's right, and people are starting to say that and mock this law when they look at their $3,000 deductibles, their $4,000 deductibles, when they look at premiums that are going from $900 a month to sometimes $1,500 a month
yep.
for a family, and they're saying, what is this? And they're angry. They're personally angry with the president over this.
My own policy has gone up. The premiums have gone up 25% for one reason only, mandates for coverage that I do not need.
Not only that, but it's also all this preventive care
yeah.
that has to be covered by insurance policies at no cost to you, which means that they have to build the cost.
Somebody has to pay for that.
A colonoscopy and
yeah.
every single one of 115 preventive services that you could think of have to be built into the cost of the policy. Well, what's that going to do? It's going to increase the price.
Yeah.
They
well,
don't
and
get
I,
that, by the way.
Exactly. So what is the Coburn-Byrd-Hatch bill going to do?
Okay, so Coburn, Senator Burr from North Carolina, Hatch, I mean, these are senior people. And it is really a comprehensive reform plan that would do what the labels that Obamacare stole from us would actually do. It takes away, it first starts out by repealing Obamacare, so we start out with a fresh slate, which is going to be difficult. We can talk about that later. But then it says that we're going to allow health insurance to be truly portable. We're going to provide subsidies for those at the lower end of the income scale, particularly, well, really not, starting at 300% of poverty, which is about $60,000
mm-hmm.
for a family, and allow people to have the choice of plans. So you don't have either the mandate that you buy insurance or the mandate that employers provide it,
right,
and not have all of the benefit mandates that the government is requiring that, as you say, are so dramatically driving up the cost of insurance. Plus, it has a lot of insurance protection so that people with pre-existing conditions can get covered. It has a safety net. It's all the things that we've been talking about for 20 years.
Let's assume that this is something that's more attractive than Obamacare to people. Let's assume that for a moment that it is a good. These are good ideas. They're pragmatic. That they actually, you know, are realistic and they work and people are attracted to them. How do we in what universe do we transfer from what we have, which has been passed by Congress, to move over to the Coburn ideas?
Well, so much of it now, Jim, really depends on politics. If Republicans were to take control of the Senate, it would really be finally maybe that would get the president's attention that people really despise this law, and I think they could begin to pass things that he would have a very difficult time not signing, that would begin to improve this. Already the House has been passing things like a delay of the individual mandate, a delay of the employer mandate, and they've gotten as many as 40 Democrats to join with them on this. So Democrats who are scared and the president who realizes if he doesn't deal with Congress, he's never going to get anything done, I think we could begin to do some of the dismantling,
Grace
in
Marie,
the next year.
I love you, and you know I do.
But you don't think I'm
but
right.
But it's not going to happen in a million years.
Well, not the whole thing.
No.
But a piece of it.
God bless him. President Obama, as well-intentioned as he may be, is the personification of ideologue.
But, Jim, he's already signed into law 12 changes to this bill.
But they were the ones he wanted.
No, not necessarily.
We'll see. We'll see who wins that bet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.